The Bible says that an unmarried woman can be concerned about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and spirit. But what if she has kids? Join me for today's edition of Fruitful Single. So my guest today is Gracia Burnham. Hopefully you've already heard of Gracia. Maybe you've read her books or you've heard her speak somewhere. Gracia and her husband Martin were missionaries in the Philippines when they were kidnapped by Islamic terrorists and held for ransom in the jungle for over a year. When they were rescued, Martin was killed. I'll put some links in the show notes so that you can find out more about their story if you haven't already heard it. In our conversation today, I want to focus on how Gracia's been able to balance being in ministry with being a single mom. How old were your children when you were reunited with them?
My oldest son was 15 years old, a high school kid. Mindy, my daughter, was 12, and Zachary was 10.
And how did you help them process the loss of their dad and to still realize that God was still good and trustworthy?
I'm not sure. I helped my kids a whole lot. we didn't seek out counseling. There were several who said, if you need counseling, come to us. And I asked the children, and they said, you know, we don't want to talk about any problems we have with a stranger. And so there was this little time, though. I had just been home from my jungle experience for maybe 10 days or so. It was, I think it was right after Martin's funeral. And the kids and I got in the car and went to Sonic. I don't know if you know what Sonic is. It's a place you pull in and you make your order. And we were just waiting for our cherry limeades. And I just said to the kids, you know, we used to be a family of five, and God used our family. Now we're a family of four. Can God still use our family? And one by one, the kids said, yeah, God can use this family. Yeah, God can use us. It's like we just had a little moment of rededicating ourselves to the Lord for whatever He wanted. And if I did anything, I think it's God planted that little seed in my heart to do with the kids. And we just focused on going on with the Lord after that. So I'm not sure I did a great job of helping my kids through through their dad's death, except that I just was available. I spent a lot of time with the kids.
Was there any struggle for them to forgive the people who were responsible for Martin's death? And if so, did you have to help them work through the process of forgiveness?
You know, I never saw unforgiveness in my children, or being bitter about what happened to them. Of course, I didn't know when I came home what my kids had been through. I didn't know how I would find them. And God was just really gracious to us. He surrounded my children with good people, of course, their grandparents who were taking care of them, Martin's mom and dad, are people of great faith, and kept the children focused on the Lord. And even at school, they went to a public school, their first time to go to a public school. They were surrounded by Christian teachers who were very vocal about how they were praying for them, and youth workers, and God was just really, really good to the kids. I never saw bitterness. I never saw unforgiveness. And maybe that's because God had worked in my heart. By the time I came home, I didn't have any bitterness or unforgiveness either, because God had just worked in me in this huge way in the jungle. And I came home praising the Lord. I came home trusting Him. I didn't come home a bitter person. Something Martin used to say to me in the jungle was, if and when you get home, your children our children are going to need their mother back. They're not going to need a bitter mother. They're going to need their fun-loving mother back. You keep yourself together. That's what Martin would say. And I just decided I was going to go home a fun mother, a happy mother. I didn't want them to have to take on my baggage. So I think because God had worked in my heart, the kids just kind of took on that, that is how our family felt. We're going to go on. We're going to follow Jesus. He's good. And they all love the Lord and they're walking with him.
Did you consciously kind of work through the question whether you should try to seek to remarry so that your kids would have a new father figure? How did you process that?
I didn't give that much thought. I think God gives us what we need. He said, I'll give you everything you need according to my riches in glory in Christ Jesus, that we have everything we need. So I just figured if God thought I needed to be married again, that would just be very clear to me and happen. So I didn't go seeking it. I can't even say that I've ever prayed for that. When I face loneliness or I wish I had a companion or whatever, I don't ever ask God for one. I always say, Lord, I want your will to be done. I want your will. And I just leave it there. Because I think if I had come home and begged God for a husband, I would have gotten one. But I don't know. I don't know what's best. I think God knows what's best for our family, and I think he's going to give it to us. And I almost hate to interfere.
Yes.
So.
Were there other like Christian men that kind of took them out and did things with them?
You know, not a whole lot. I did look for that when I first got home. But men, mature Christian men, are busy with their own families, as they should be. They want their own families to be well, and it takes a lot of effort to make a good marriage work. And what I found was everyone in America is busy. So, you know, I never found that. I even made a few phone calls to ministries who men who mentor children, and they said, oh, we're kind of, that's not really what we do unless you're in any inner city poor child. But, you know, God was really faithful, again, just to bring the right people along. Their youth pastors, they were excellent teachers and really good with the kids. So I just made sure that they were around godly people. We went to church. We went to youth group. We went to FCA at the high school.
How did you balance spending time with your children and spending time with your kind of public ministry?
Well, I just determined right away that my kids were going to be my priority until they were grown. I didn't think God brought me home from my jungle experience to go speak to a bunch of strangers and let my kids flounder. So when I did start speaking, which was months down the road, I would speak one weekend a month. And even that was, to me, stretching it. I did lots of interviews, and, of course, I wrote the book, but I could do that at home while the kids were at school. So I still had a ministry, but it all happened at my home, except for that one weekend a month. And even then, I would try to take the kids with me, at least one of the kids, so they could see what I was doing and they could see the value of it. But for the most part, I was a very hands-on mom. I was at all the ball games. I was the one who took the Gatorade. I was the one who planned the parties at the high school. I became very, very involved in my children's lives because they'd already lost their dad. They didn't need to lose their mom as well.
Let's say there's a woman listening whose husband left her with three children under the age of 7. She wants to raise them with an outward focus on serving others, but she has to work to provide for her kids, and it just seems like she doesn't have enough time and energy left over after caring for her kids and her job to have a spiritual ministry. But she's worried that this will cause her children to think that they're the center of her universe and become self-centered. What would you say to a woman like that?
Well, working and providing for your family is a spiritual ministry. I think everything that we're called to do is our spiritual ministry. So the fact that she doesn't have time to have a ministry outside the home so that they're watching her minister, I would almost call that unimportant. 'Cause God's, we walk by faith, not by sight. And God has brought her to this point where to survive, she's got to be fully with the family. She's got to be fully with the job. And along the way, if God wants you to minister to someone, he's going to bring that person to you. He's going to bring them to your door. They're going to be your neighbor. They're going to be the person in the cubicle next to you. I don't see a big, huge difference between walking through life and having a spiritual ministry. I kind of think it's all one thing. And children pick up on a lot. I don't think children are going to look back and think, my mom was always with us and she didn't have a job in the church, and because of that, that's not important. I think they're going to pick up from you what is important, and what comes out of your mouth is what's important. I remember when I first got to the mission field, I had a dear friend, and I was bemoaning that very thing. You know, I don't have a spiritual ministry. All I do is sit by this radio while my husband's flying, and I write down where he is, and I get the weather, and I take grocery orders, and I go buy people's groceries, and I don't have a spiritual ministry. And she said, oh, Gracia, you're maybe baking a cake for the neighbor who's doing a Bible translation and they're in a hard book. You know, bake a cake for your neighbor. That might be the most spiritual thing you do all day, is see a need somewhere in a brother and a sister and step in to meet it. And I thought those were such wise words from her, because I think sometimes we put a line through our physical walk and our spiritual walk, and somehow I think it's all the same thing. And I don't know what I would say to a sweet lady with three children, except you've got the hardest job in the world. Even if you had a husband, that's the hardest job in the world, is taking care of little children and never having time for yourself and always feeling the burden of being the one holding up this family. Even with a husband, that's hard work. I just can't even imagine it without one. But God has given you everything you need. You're not missing anything. So if you need something more, God's going to give it to you. And I think as people hold you up in prayer, you for sure have got to get plugged into a church, even if you don't get to go all the time. Get plugged into a church so people can hold you up before the Lord and bear your burdens, help carry your burdens with those kids. You know, I have a lot more questions than I have answers, to be quite honest, but we don't walk blindly through life, right? If we're not hearing from God, it's because our nose isn't in the Bible. So, God's gonna give us what we need through His Word and through the body. And what a joy to know Him, huh?
If you're a single mom, I hope Gracia's words today have encouraged you. And if you know a single mom, I hope you'll share this episode with her. If you'd like to learn more about Gracia, visit graciaburnham.org. If you'd like to send a message to me or want to apply for the Fruitful Single Missions Travel Scholarship, visit fruitfulsingle.com. Until next time, may Jesus bless you with fruitfulness And remember, don't waste your singleness, because the Lamb's wedding is coming soon.